This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, with reason number 11 why you want to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Number 11, because you can listen to it while you're driving your car, but be sure to have both hands on the wheel and pay attention to the road. You don't have to pay attention to these guys. If you want to do something else where you don't have to pay attention, go to Modern Woodman Park and let the kids run around in the bounce houses while you enjoy the baseball game. And now, here's today's podcast. Enjoy.
Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for downloading, subscribing, liking, leaving a review. For all you do, this podcast is for you. My name is Dave, and you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello. I have something.
Yes?
On Twitter from a fan of ours.
Oh, I like this.
See that?
Uh-huh.
See what the little caption says?
I like to pride myself on being the first asshole to mow in the neighborhood. I won again. I like that wink at the end. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah.
Here's
a little something for, here's for a little, the fans.
Here's a little something for the Twitterverse. Yeah.
I like that.
I nailed it again.
I like that. It's weird, though, because the grass has gone from dead looking to green in the last couple of days.
It's greening up. Sure is.
Yeah. Well, it won't be too much longer. It'll be time to get the old mower out there. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. I've already said that part, haven't I?
I added...
Is Don on the phone?
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
I'm not going to make the mistake that I made last year with the mower where I figured it probably needed some fresh oil and added way too much.
Yeah.
And
oil in a lawnmower, it's like season things. When you do it, the whole thing's ruined.
It was a smoke bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, people in Davenport, people in Rock Island... we're wondering what was going on.
What's with the fumes?
Uh-huh.
We've got something here on the text line.
Is there a tire on fire out there? Is someone burning tires?
Got something here on the text line.
Yes! Look at all this fan mail!
And you can always text us on the text line, the Nacho Radio text line at 470-23-NACHO. This is about the story we did. I believe it was on yesterday's show. That's we talked about the guy possible. At Kmart in Key West.
Yes.
This is from the 563. It says, "Hey, I was at the Key West Kmart in January. LOL. Bought a fishing license and two fishing poles. You no longer feel like you're in Key West once you step in the Kmart." I can't imagine.
Is that fishing
that you
license
do.
Doing any good back here?
Or don't think, it's good for Florida or Key West. Key West fishing there at Key West. Key West doesn't really have nice. Key West doesn't really have nice beaches. They've got a really cool...
They don't...
Rocky.
Rock out.
Not really. And I need to, because I worship the sun, as you can tell from my salmon belly complexion. A lot of you sending texts wondering about the black hole conference that happened today. Did you see this?
I saw a picture.
Isn't that cool? A picture of a black hole.
I guess.
I mean, no one has ever seen that before, and it looked... Exactly like you thought a black hole would look.
Hello, exactly!
Right. It
had a hole in the middle.
Now, it's like
that
a Pearl Jam album cover of the future.
Was that the black hole? The one, the hole in the middle?
Yeah, that's the black hole,
That's the black hole.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. The black hole is, in fact, black hole.
I guess I have a better imagination than I thought.
Well, this is what I never get. We've never seen one until today, and yet the black hole is just a big, giant black hole. How did we know? How do we know that it would be a black hole?
I figured it was just going to be a whole lot of nothingness.
Well, clearly it is.
So
you're quite right about that. Yeah, I was very excited because I'm a space nerd. Then I got bummed that Chris Cornell's not around to see this. Boy, he'd be loving it. Maybe he's there right now. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't have any answers for you for crying out loud.
For crying out loud. Holy man. What do you call that?
Maybe he's there with George the Bear. They're sharing the same black hole. What are the odds?
That would be cool if those two were roommates in the afterlife. Chris Cornell and George
the Bear.
That's
the one thing that they don't tell you about the afterlife.
You don't get to pick your roommate.
You don't get to pick your roommate.
It's like college. They just kind of assign you somebody. And
son of
maybe you get along, maybe you don't. But unlike college, you are not allowed to get a new roommate if you're not getting along with your current one.
Tell you what, I'm going to kill this guy.
You can't. It's the afterlife.
I know, I've tried.
It's impossible to do. You cannot end someone's life when they're already dead. Oh, gosh, we got a lot
if he doesn't stop chewing on those nails of his.
An Australian chef has broken a Guinness Book of World Records, and I think this is interesting. I want to ask if you're intrigued by this, because I am. Put me down for a whole lot of yes on this. An Australian chef breaking a Guinness Book of World Records, he made a pizza with a bunch of different cheeses on it. 154 different types of cheese on a pizza.
It's a big effort.
Yeah, it's not that big of a pizza, though. Hmm. It's almost like just, like, imagine, like, just a little bit of tiny little, bits. A little tiny bit of this. 154 different varieties of cheese on this record-setting pizza. I think that's marvelous.
I wonder if that's confusing for your palate.
Well, I imagine it would be. What would it taste like to take a bite of something that had 154 different types of cheese on it?
It just might taste like cheese.
Well, that would be disappointing. 154, if it just tasted like a normal pizza. I mean, I'm looking at this pizza. It's like a 12-inch pizza. 14 inches tops. Australian chef broke the Guinness World Record putting together a pizza pie in Melbourne, Australia, with 154 varieties of pizza. The old record, I guess he had the record because he created a 99 cheese pizza, and then someone else upped the content to 111. So now he's decided, oh, you want to play that game?
Uh-huh.
How about I make it 154? At some point, there is a fixed number of how many cheeses there are available, right? I had no idea there were 154 different types of cheese, although I suppose that makes sense. He says each individual cheese needed to be distinct enough from the next, yet complementary to each flavor, and could blend really well together once combined. So this is Gorgonzola, Taleggio, aged cheddar, Gouda, Pecorino, the cheesy pizza. He sold 797 of these pizzas in 5 days.
So it is just a cheese pizza.
Yes.
They're not adding anything else to it.
No, it's just,
color the
154 different types of cheese and pepperoni.
And lots of pepperoni. Zeke my Mac.
If you want it. That's available.
And what does that go for?
If you want it. Well, he sold like 800 of them. It was just a 14-inch pizza, so I don't think it was that. He sold enough of them that it made sense for him, I guess. Oklahoma man arrested after trying to...
I'm eating a world record. Think of that.
I told you yesterday about the guy stealing from the Kmart in Key West. This is not as exotic as that. It's a guy in Oklahoma arrested after trying to hide a propane tank at a Walmart down his pants. Shoplifting a propane tank down his pants at the Walmart there in Oklahoma. I mean, it's like you're not thinking it all the way through. This guy's name is Love, Dr. Love. He's out now on bond. Oklahoma City police say that he was stopped by the loss prevention office there at the Walmart. 24-year-old Benjamin Stallings Love tried to steal a knife and a propane tank regulator and a propane tank and a pack of Hanes t-shirts. Tried to hide the propane tank down his pants.
No, those are my testicles. I don't want to talk about it.
This is at the Belle Isle Walmart there in Oklahoma City. Officer checking to see if he had any warrants.
Is that a blue rhino in your pants? No, but thank you for asking.
I don't get any complaints, you know.
Tusk.
Nobody got hurt. He took a knife as well, which could be used as a weapon. It wasn't, and he was taken into custody. And other than a brief escape attempt, it was without incident. I will say this, can't be easy to run from the cops with a blue rhino propane tank in your pants. Right?
It's surprising that not more of this goes on with the crack staff that they have working security at Walmart.
Well, you know, my other job... I talk to the Crime Stoppers once a week, and basically the segment is...
I mean, I know they got lots of cameras.
Basically, the segment is, here's what happened at the Moline Walmart. There's something about the Moline Walmart that the crooks just love.
Yeah, if it weren't for the cameras,
yeah.
They would be out of business, because
cameras do nothing.
The people, well, you can keep an eye on things, and then you go tackle them. But the people that are greeting you,
yeah,
they're not go-getters.
I don't think they're stopping anything.
Like a doll's eyes. You want to do the top five things?
Sure, let's do it. David Darren. Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they present Easter Mayhem. It is this weekend, so don't miss out. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15, VIP $20. Tickets available in advance if you'd like to get those on the website at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem, an all-new event that is coming to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. Sean Flynn from Sean Flynn Photography will be there with a free photo booth. Again, it is Easter Mayhem this weekend, 12th and 13th. Starting at 7 o'clock, Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Yes.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that, don't forget Capriati's fantastically delicious salads, including balsamic chicken, barbecued turkey, Cap's chopped salad, and their black and blue salad. That's at Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner, of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Did you see the Capriati's food truck was out and about today?
I did not.
It was at K&K Hardware today.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. We will let you know.
Yes, we will be getting updates from James as to where they're going to be throughout the area.
You'll know.
And we will probably be sharing most of that on Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
Unless, of course, Facebook blocks us. Or
Tina, come get some ham!
Or YouTube, or whoever's going to block us.
I don't think we're in any danger of getting blocked.
We've got some pretty bad ideas.
There are people with far worse ideas that aren't getting blocked. We're going to be fine.
Bad ideas.
Right? All right.
Awful.
Terrific.
Awful ideas in the works.
All right. Well, yeah. I like to hear that.
Number one.
I'm still upset with the woman who wouldn't let her husband come into the delivery room with the unauthorized volunteer t-shirts.
Oh, I think that was the appropriate call.
Oh, come on. Have a little fun in this world.
It would have made for a good photo op, for sure.
With thumbs up.
The wife in the stirrups screaming, and the guy, knucklehead's
you
got a...
You did this to me!
Dave and Darren Nacho Radio unauthorized volunteer shirt on.
What do you mean... I did this to you. Do you remember that? I couldn't have got away from you.
You cornered me, woman.
You had me pinned.
I was robbed of my essence. Well, this is the stuff of nightmares. This woman was gardening in Taiwan, doing some weeding around her relatives' graves, when a gust of wind blew some dirt in her eyes. Happens when you're doing some gardening. Hours later, her eyes are swollen and in pain, so the 28-year-old went to the hospital because she can't figure out how to get the dirt out of her eyes. Doctors, instead, in her eyes, did not find dirt. They found 4 bees in her eyeball.
Boy, tiny bees.
Yeah, these little sweat bees.
So
they were under her left eyelid.
But had they been there? Was just the dirt blowing in her
eyes?
It wasn't
dirt that blew in her eyes. It was bees.
It was bees.
Bees went into her eye.
How's that work?
Well, they start looking around her eye, and then they see what appears to be an insect leg while they're examining. And the ophthalmology professor says, "I grabbed the leg and very slowly took one out. Then I saw another one and another and another. They were still intact and all alive. These were sweat bees.
Insect free?
I hope not. No, now that they've got a taste for human eyeball, smush them.
Boy, that's sweet relief when you get those bees out of your eye.
These are sweat bees.
It's almost worth having them in your eyes.
In addition to nectar and pollen, they also feed off human sweat and tears. So it's not a case of like some freak accident. That's what these things do.
Your tears sustain me.
Incident took place during the Qingming Festival, or Tomb Sweeping Day, which was last week over there in Taiwan.
That sounds like a blast.
She was wearing contact lenses, so she didn't dare rub her eyes in case she broke the lens. If she did, that would have induced the bees to produce venom, and she would have gone blind. Now, she's expected to make a full recovery. And in fact, Darren, to answer your question, the bees are still very much alive.
There you go.
They were sent out for research. According to the a study here in the Journal of the Kansas Entomological Society, and yes, we do subscribe, there have been 262 cases of bees drinking human tears in Thailand. No, thanks, but they think this might be the first case of a sweat bee actually getting caught inside a person's eyes. No, thanks. Can you imagine that?
Well,
You think you got something in your eye, and it turns out it's four live bees? I'm so uncomfortable reading this story. I'm itchy all over now.
I know. You're itching your beard. There's no bees in your beard.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, let me take a look. I think I might see a couple ticks.
Number two.
You're going to have the lemon lime disease.
That's number two on our top five things. A new condom has hit the market. This is what the kids are going through these days. It is a condom in the Me Too era, mm-hmm. where consent is on everyone's minds. The new condom emphasizes consent. It takes four hands to open the package.
That makes sense. It's like you have to turn the keys at the same time.
Right. It's like being in a silo. New condom emphasizing consent by requiring four hands to open the package. This is one person
proof condoms.
It's called the consent pack. There are four different buttons on the box, and in order to open it, one person has to hit two adjacent buttons while the second person hits the other two. If you try and open it yourself, you're out of luck.
Although I suppose you could have I don't know how this all works.
Nor should you.
I mean,
All right, I'm going to go get the condom. I'm going to need you to help me open the box. You know, for your consent.
And if you don't,
I'll... So sexy.
If you don't, I'll kill you. So, what kind of consent is that?
I need you to help me open the box or you're fired. Hashtag you too. That's a horrible thing to say. You're a monster. Consent condoms, Darren. Welcome to 2019.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Mm. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Spring has sprung and love is in the air. And if you're getting engaged, check out their bridal sale. It's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in, and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time. They help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Like them on Facebook. They have the perfect gift for every occasion. They are locally owned and operated. And make sure when you're there you mention Nacho Radio, because with a purchase you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And now through tax day, April 15th, make a purchase and mention us, and you will not be paying sales tax through April 15th. The podcast originating from...
Blue jeans and beauty queens, and best of all, I don't pay property tax.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. And as we mentioned, the Capriati's food truck is now out and about. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com and they'll make it happen for you. Otherwise, if you're just there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and you'll receive a medium sub and only pay for a small one.
That sounds good.
It does sound good.
I'm going to go for one of those right now. I wish that food truck was on my block.
Well, you can.
Can he do
a block party? Sure.
I don't know about block party. I just want
to. That means talking to the neighbors.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. This guy still owes me a fence.
Yeah, that still hasn't.
Somebody owes me a fence.
That still hasn't been figured out.
I think that's a cold case right now.
Well, I'll get to the bottom of it. I just can't. No one in this house can make up their mind whether we want a new fence or just a replacement fence.
What do you mean?
Well, because I don't know what to do.
You don't know if you want. What's the difference between a new fence and a replacement fence?
Well, I just want him to replace what he took, or do I want a whole new fence?
You think he still has the wood?
No, obviously not.
So it's just a matter of we might want a different type of fence?
That's where I'm going with this. And that's a decision I'm not making.
And who is making it?
Well, the problem is the decision's not getting made because they go back and
forth.
Are you not
bringing it up at all? Are you leaving it alone?
No, believe me, I've brought it up several times. Mm.
What kind of fence do you guys want?
It'll get resolved. The debate is because the neighbors put up this gigantic fence
that you can't see anything. You can't see that.
But maybe
so
that's...
why do you even need a fence?
What do you mean?
There's a fence there.
Maybe we get a big giant fence and then
bigger, even taller. I think the Green Monster.
I think there are limits as to how tall your fence can be, right?
Well, I tell you what, the neighbor is pushing it.
No, they're at the absolute.
I mean, how tall is that fence?
It's tall. Over 6 feet for sure.
12 feet.
It's not 12.
Number three.
Can't see in there.
The guy that does the fences was in Florida. So the last I heard, he was in Florida. So I got to see if I can get a hold of this guy.
So you're saying he made a run for
it? Well, he's back, I believe. Now would be the time to come back, right? If you're a fence company.
I think
they're starting to do fences now.
Yes, I would think they probably... This would be fence season.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so I wanted to get some mulch done. I haven't done mulch in like 3 or 4 years. My yard looks atrocious. So I'm going to do mulch
this
year.
No one can see it because of that fence.
I know, but I can see it. I want mulch this year, right?
Okay.
So a buddy of mine, my buddy Tyler, has got a guy.
I got a guy.
And he's like, these guys are great. I go, great. So I called this guy last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes over and he does an estimate. Because I've done it where I've had them dump truckloads of mulch.
And then you move it around.
And I spend all weekend moving the mulch around.
Yes.
Well, this guy comes last year, does an estimate. Darren, it's cheaper for him to put it on in my yard than for me to do it myself.
I've got a guy.
Yeah. So I say, let's make this happen, guy. He does the estimate. I go, all day long, please, come on over. Guy never comes over.
All right, don't worry about it.
So then I call this guy again, and I say, I'd like to get on the list here to get some mulch for the yard. And I go, oh, have you been with us before? I go, yeah, you came last year, you did an estimate.
And never showed up.
I said, come on over and do it, and you never did it. And the lady on the phone goes, well, that's weird. I'm looking at your name right here. Yeah, you're still an open order. Mm-hmm. This is impossible. This never happens.
It does happen.
I go, great. So, you know how much the job's going to cost. So, can we sign up for this? She goes, well, you know, it's a little early for mulch yet. I understand that. I would like to, though, be
first
towards the front of the list because it's been 4 years since I put mulch down. Yeah. It's embarrassing. She goes, great. We'll call you back here. I'll figure some stuff out and we'll call you back. And I go, here's the thing. You told me that a year ago and I never heard back from you. She goes, I give you my word. We will call you tomorrow.
You haven't heard from him though, have you?
Well, it's been 6 days.
There you go. Well, I might have a guy.
You got a landscaping guy?
Well, we might even have a sponsor of the podcast before too long concerning that field.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if that's the case, then I will hold off. If you've got a guy, then I will hold off.
I think I got a guy.
All right. Well, that's...
I'm not going to make you wait forever.
Well, I mean, it's been...
though these other people will.
it's been 4 years now, so it's ridiculous. I mean, there are spots where there's just no mulch. It's just dirt and mud, which isn't great.
Yeah, but the earth is made of dirt.
I understand that, Darren, but I would like the yard to look like a not crazy person owns the house. Right now, I look like a crazy person.
I think it's too late for that.
Father of a 3-year-old boy locked out of his iPad until the year 2067. So this is what happens. His three-year-old is trying to get into his iPad. Mm-hmm. And when you try and get into an iPad and you type in the wrong passcode,
it'll lock it up.
It locks it up.
But it locks it up for 40 years?
The longer, the more times you try and get in, the longer the time is that it's locked out. Right? So if you were trying to get my iPad, it would go, try again in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Try again in an hour. Try again. Try again tomorrow.
Try again in a week.
This three-year-old wasn't having it. He wouldn't give up. The security feature, every time you enter a wrong passcode, it makes you a little wait a little bit longer to try again. So, yeah, he's got more than 25 million minutes he's got to wait to try again. It'll be the year 2067.
It's yours. That's yours now.
Apple says there's two things you can do, buddy. You can either you can get control of your device with a full restore. That'll wipe all the data you have off of the thing.
Yes.
Or, step two,
wait
till the year 2067.
Well, I mean, I guess you could just tell the three-year-old that that's your iPad. And so when he wants to buy one, it's like, no, you have
one. You have one.
You have one. You have one.
Yeah.
And you turn 40, you can have it. It'll be when you're 40, it'll be operational.
Four.
Can you imagine how slow and arcane an iPad is going to be in 2067?
And obsolete.
Right.
What is this thing? You might as well get me a Slinky for my birthday.
Right?
Although Slinky's not obsolete.
Well, they should be. Not a very fun toy. Never worked like they did in the commercials. Mm. I never had fun with a Slinky. Slinky to me was it would work two or three times, and then it would just get wrapped up in itself,
let me ask you this.
And then get all bent, and then now what you have is garbage.
Let me ask you this. Were you at the top of the stairs or the bottom of the stairs?
Top of the stairs.
Okay.
It walks in pairs, it walks downstairs alone or in pairs and makes a slinkety sound.
Did you play with a Slinky by yourself or in tandem?
Who plays with a Slinky with other people?
Someone who's at the top of the stairs and someone who's at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, so that's what I did.
Here it comes.
Slinky, I thought you were my only friend. The world's best wine is a Cabernet from Napa Valley, Darren.
You ate Play-Doh, didn't you?
I'm not going to say I...
You tasted it.
Everybody tasted it. I didn't...
What were they talking about? I just came in. I just joined the podcast. What are they talking about?
Popular wine app Vivino, which has 35 million subscribers, names the Scarecrow Cabernet Sauvignon 2015 as its number one wine. The Cabernet is critically acclaimed for its floral and fruity aromas that finish long and layered. It's also very rich and almost port-like in texture. That's it. That's the number one wine in the world right now.
And what's that go for?
Well, right now you can get a bottle of it online for about $700.
Ooh, no.
I don't know how you would enjoy a bottle of wine you paid $700 for.
But, I couldn't.
You know, if that's your thing, do what you're going to do.
Five.
Number five.
I can't tell you who to sock it to.
$700 makes it taste that much better.
This is the thing. Hmm. If you were to pour for me a $700 bottle of wine, like I have a couple of $30 bottles of beer in my fridge, like two or three $30 bottles of beer.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's part. You know, I'm in the culture now.
Comped.
No. Well, one of them was. Now that you mention it, one of them was comped. I got a bottle of KBS as a favor for a favor. But my point is this.
If I did taste testing with a $700 bottle of wine and other things, I would be like, I like this one right here. Mm-hmm. That's apple vinegar.
This is the thing with you. Every time I try and give you a craft beer and I talk it up, you drink it and you pound it. I try and get a reaction from you, like, what did you think of that? And you go, that was fine. Every craft beer I've ever tried to turn you on to, you drink it and you go, that was fine. What's next? That was fine. You're not someone that really savors.
I'm there for the refreshment.
Right. The refreshment.
It's paramount.
Number five.
Otherwise, what are we doing here? We're going to just be snobs?
It's not about being snobs. It's about taking time to enjoy the different notes.
I'll enjoy it when I can get a few more of these in me.
Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin says he doesn't think the TV show should be over. Well, of course he says that. The new season of Game of Thrones is this weekend.
This is the final season?
This is it, yes.
What's going to happen?
I have no idea because... Wow. They're off book, so I don't know.
What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, well.
That the whole place just burns down? Or melts or whatever?
I don't think it's going to have a happy ending. My suspicion is it's not going to wrap up in a neat little bow. But that's not really that bold of a prediction.
So you're saying it's going to leave something so years from now they can come back to it.
Well, this is the thing. They've got 5 different spin-off shows that they're working right now on this HBO.
How upset would you be if they pulled the Soprano ending?
Oh, I would be furious.
They did it again!
No.
They did it again! That is a cheap way out.
Well, if Jon Snow and Daenerys are just...
or if we find out that Jon Snow got hit by a golf ball and it was all a dream.
No,
he got hit in the head with a golf ball,
right,
and this has all been a dream.
It's just Samwell Tarly, Jon Snow, and Varys, and they're just sitting there and you hear "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to be furious.
They hooked us and they did it again.
It'll come to an ending, and I'm sure it'll be satisfying. Now, we've waited 2 years for this. So, I mean, I'm going out of my mind. I cannot wait until Sunday night.
I'm still pretty even keeled.
You haven't seen a minute of the show, though.
Pretty even keeled about the whole thing.
This guy says he doesn't think that it should be the final season. Quote, "I don't think it should be the final season, but here we are. It seemed to me we just started last week. Has it been longer than that? The time has passed by in a blur, but it's exciting. I know it's an end, but it's not much of an end for me. I'm still deep in writing the books. We saw 5 other sequel shows
so
in
it's
development.
Not the end.
I think I'm going to be hanging around Westeros while everyone else is left." Yeah. So
doesn't sound like an end to me.
The last 2 seasons have been beyond where the books are at, right? There's still 2 more books that this guy's supposed to write for this series. And we're still waiting on book 6. But now the whole thing's going to get wrapped up. This is the final season of the Game of Thrones, and it's going to be amazing.
You know what this sounds like to me? More American Graffiti.
Which, what was, I have to be honest, I've never seen either of the American Graffiti movies. The premise is that they're just riding around in hot rods. What was the point of the sequel? Was it just the next day, or?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know who remained. Probably Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams, was it her idea?
My guess is Cindy Williams, it was her idea that we need more American Graffiti.
You know, why don't we do more, George? Okay.
They laughed at George Lucas when they said more American Graffiti.
By the time we do another one of these podcasts, I will have seen the trailer for the new Star Wars movie, and we will know the name of the new Star Wars movie. That's happening this week.
So this isn't a Han Solo movie.
No, this is Star Wars Episode 9.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
I don't. I think he's the best. So there's going to be a trailer, and we'll have the announcement.
What was the last one?
The last one was The Last Jedi.
Okay, so you can't go with that name again. Well, I guess you could.
The Last Jedi Part 2?
Yes.
That will be the name of the movie. That will be a bold choice, though. Episode 9, The Last Jedi Part 2.
Part 2.
Interesting. No, I don't think that's going to be the name. I think it'll be like Balance of the Force or something.
And where did we leave the story?
Well,
Luke Skywalker's dead.
Yes.
Although he could come back as Yoda.
More powerful
than Yoda. Back as Yoda?
Well, Yoda came back in the last movie.
What I'm saying is if Luke
transforms into Yoda?
It's like you can it looks like Yoda, but it's got Luke Skywalker's face.
Why does Yoda have a robot hand?
I know you're in there, Blanket.
It's not Blanket. That is going to do it for this. This is just a crazy April because I get my Star Wars movie this weekend.
I had no idea the Star Wars was making another movie.
I get the Game of Thrones this weekend. We got the Marvel movie here in a week or so.
Are any of then Han Solo's not in this one. Princess Leia's not in this one. And Skywalker's not in this one.
Well, I think Carrie Fisher is going to be in it. I think they said they are going to use footage.
As a hood ornament.
Well, she kind of was in the last movie. So, yeah.
It's kind of like a...
Yeah, there was a moment where she
dashboard
was...
dashboard type
thing. Yeah, kind of got weird in the last movie.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about this? How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. If you do, you have access to our patron-only shows and every podcast we've ever done, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed, oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook and mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
That deal only works at the restaurant, right? You can't do the Nacho Radio deal.
As an app?
No, at the food truck. You can't do the Nacho Radio gimmick, right?
I don't know. You know what? I will ask James.
I would just assume that you don't.
I just don't know how with their point of sales, yeah. How many button... Oh, I don't know.
Let's not make it more complicated for
him. I will ask James, and he will tell us. And if you can get an answer at the food truck,
all right.
then do that. I got a guy.
It's exciting.
I know.
You know, we've been in this town long enough. We know a lot of people. Joey, we're getting old.
A lot of them will not talk to us, though.
That's not true.
They turn and walk away.
That's not entirely true.
Most people are very nice. Like they didn't see us.
I don't know that. Which I don't mind. No, I prefer that.
I don't mind. Yeah. It's like let's both pretend we didn't see each other.
Well, that's why we came up with the
That's exactly right.
Which works great. Remember to give Darren some at the ballpark
this
year.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Just it's like the wave Jeep owners give each other.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren
Yeah. Just give a little and there's nothing else. There are no words.
Let me ask you this. You think maybe sometime next week or sometime in the not-too-distant future we can hear from the amazing one?
Rad G!
I will reach out.
I mean, because with the hours we keep now, he's a little bit more accessible, right?
He is.
All right.
Did you see the picture of him on Facebook?
No, I don't go on Facebook very often.
Well, no, I mean our Facebook.
Yeah, I don't really Facebook at all. Everything I do is on Twitter. Follow me, won't you? At Dave Lavora, all one word. Levora. Thank you.
Well, I'll just show you right here.
Is it a current picture of Larry on our Facebook?
Well, I mean...
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
I don't know that it's a... I don't believe it's a photo from the future.
Now, that I would go to Facebook for that. I don't know if seeing a picture of the black hole somehow changes the whole event horizon that we're enjoying together.
Hold on just one second.
You're looking for a picture of Larry?
Yes.
On the Facebook page?
Yes.
When was this picture taken?
I don't know.
Like
there he is.
Okay.
There's our little bunny.
Oh, he looks exactly the same. He's an ageless wonder, this boy.
He really is.
Oh, he's
a real live boy.
He looks exactly the same. All right, that's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading and subscribing. If you get a chance, please leave us a review on iTunes.
Tell you what. Some of them make me cry.
Till next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.